Chapter 2. Treats of Oliver Twist's Growth, Education, and Board. For the next 8 or 10 months, Oliver was the victim of a systematic course of treachery and deception. He was brought up by hand. The hungry and destitute situation of the infant orphan was duly reported by the workhouse authorities to the parish authorities. The parish authorities inquired with dignity of the workhouse authorities whether there was no female then domiciled in the house who was in a situation to impart to Oliver Twist the consolation and nourishment of which he stood in need. The workhouse authorities replied with humility that there was not. Upon this, the parish authorities magnanimously and humanely resolved that Oliver should be farmed, or, in other words, that he should be dispatched to a branch workhouse some 3 miles off, where 20 or 30 other juvenile officers, against the poor laws, rolled about the floor all day, without the inconvenience of too much food or too much clothing, under the parental superintendence of an elderly female, who received the culprits at and for the consideration of 7d/2 per small head per week. 7d/2's worth per week is a good round diet for a child. A great deal may be got for 7d/2, quite enough to overload its stomach and make it uncomfortable. The elderly female was a woman of wisdom.